Back on with Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Let's continue this Southern Marquette County Ice Fishing Report. Thanks for more of your time, bud.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thanks for having us. And yeah, let's get into some fishing.
Pretty brutal conditions with slush out on all the inland lakes, it sounds like. So it's going to take some effort, but the ice is safe. That's the good news. There's plenty of solid ice underneath that slush. The parking lot's a little rough, too. But the fishing has been really good, just really good reports from this weekend for a lot of different lakes, a lot of different types of fishing and species. So let's start with East Bass Lake. You mentioned that earlier in the show. Are they mostly fishing panfish there?
Yeah, East Bass, pretty much going to be fishing for the panfish. Pretty much just get off the peninsula there. You can get off either side of it. There's a sand break that breaks from about 3 foot to 9 foot. Seems to be where most anglers are. They're getting a good mix of bluegill. They're getting some crappie. They're getting a few perch. But the pike bite has been really good. And if you're not aware, you know, it is one of them hammer handle pike lakes. So you can keep 5 pike any size, only one over 24 inches, which just means you can keep the 15, the 10, the 12, the 13, the whatever little size hammer handles you want. And we encourage it. Take them out of there, you know. Let go of the big ones. Take a picture so we can try to restore the balance of the lake. But the bite out there has been really, really, really good. Most of the anglers are fishing in that 7 to 9 foot. There's a couple of deep holes out there, but I would just stick to the peninsula there and fish anywhere from 3 to 9 foot.
Okay. All right, let's go to Big Shag. What's crack-a-lacking there?
Yeah, Big Shag, lots of fish being caught as far as bluegill, but lots of small ones. I had an angler come in, said he went out there last weekend and caught 100 bluegill and only managed to get 10 keepers and then got a few hammer handles mixed in with them. So for some reason, it just seems the last year or two, it's been kind of a lot of stinted bluegills in there. But if most of you anglers aren't aware, you know, baby bluegill really only get as big as their parents. So if we take out all the big bluegill and there's only smaller ones in there producing, you're going to get a lot of small bluegill, but lots of pike in there. That also is a hammer handle pike lake. So same thing, 5 pike any size, one over 24. Getting a good pike bite. Big Shag, though, can be, you know, a bit hit or miss. It seems like one day you can go there, you just hammer them. The next day you go there, and it's a little bit slower. So move around a little if you're not getting into the good bite, and just search for them because there's lots of fish in there, and there's a good amount of largemouth bass in there.
All right. Any other lakes that you want to bring up? Because I heard there was a good trout bite this weekend, too.
Yeah, trout bite this year has been good. Even at Sporley, you know, I had a group of anglers come up from southern Michigan because they had read the stocking report in there of all the splake, the big lakers they put in there, the big browns every so often. They got out there. They did get their machine stuck a couple of times, but they said they did really well on the splake. Same thing I've been saying, bunch of undersized ones. They do have to be 15 inches there, so they're getting a lot of 14s. But they're getting a few nice browns, a few nice lakers, and they're loaded in there with smallmouth bass. So You're going to get a lot of smallmouth bass out there as well. Out there, they seem to be just using the small, medium fatheads and waxworms. And then if you're looking for, like, rainbow trout, they're doing good out at West Bass. They're doing good out on Little Shag. Both those lakes, you're going to get a little bit of bluegill mixed in with them. They're quite a bit deeper. Little Shag, you can fish anywhere from 5 foot to 25 foot and catch them, because I know there's an angler coming in. He's been fishing about 5 foot, and he's been doing really well. West Bass is a lot deeper of a lake. Just get off the campground there. Don't have to go out too far. They're using wigglers out there and fatheads, and they're getting a good amount of the rainbows, and then they're getting some big bluegill mixed in with them. So those are seeming to be the hot lakes right now, is those four.
Awesome. I really appreciate that. Good stuff from Jamie at Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Thanks for your time, bud.
Hey, we appreciate you all for stopping in and saying hi that you hear us on the show. And thank you for having us. And be safe out there and get out in the outdoors. Tight line.
This is The Outdoor Show.